Hey, you're listening to the Slugger Craft Beverage Podcast, a weekly show with two dudes discussing booze and life and pepper with copious amounts of swearing. I'm John. My co-host Steven and I are just regular beer lovers. We have great palates and plenty of knowledge, but we're not beer snobs. We're not going to fucking talk shit about beer. We're going to just talk about beer. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SluggerP. You can also reach out to us at jk.rtcbrew@gmail.com or sluggardpodcast@gmail.com. All right. Hey, and welcome to the Slugger Craft Beverage Podcast. I'm John.
And I'm still Steven.
You are correct. And we're here to drink some beer with you tonight. We are doing all beer. I know we've thrown it out a little bit here lately, done some ciders, done a whole moonshine episode. Hopefully got some sake on the way soon.
For those of you that do not like variety, you will not be disappointed in this, because this is straight beer today.
It is, and mostly stout.
Yeah, pretty well.
Now, hey, I got to ask you a question. Since, and I'm going to get gross for just a second, since both of us just went to pee. When you're peeing in a public restroom, you look at the wall, right?
While you're peeing? Generally, yes.
Okay, especially at a trough bathroom.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah, which don't exist much anymore, but there are a few out there.
No, because that's just crude.
It really is.
I might as well pee in a field somewhere.
Right, I would actually prefer if they said, just pee outside somewhere.
I'd much prefer that.
Yeah.
That's the natural way.
But when you're peeing by yourself, do you look down at your stream?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, well, I just happened to earlier, and my stream comes out in a spiral.
You're full of shit.
No, I'm not. I don't know how you want to confirm this, but it does.
I don't need to confirm nothing. I'm just going to say you're full of shit. And what, is it sparkle, too, when you pee? I mean, is it rainbows coming out of there?
No, but is your pee hole rifled?
No, there's no way that there's rifling. And if so, if it was, I don't know if I should go down this road.
Go ahead.
But in rape investigations, they would reference the rifling of the head.
Oh my God!
They not?
You could, but then the splatter would ruin it.
The sperm, you know, would go off the rifling within the pee hole.
I've never seen if my sperm spirals.
It would have to if the pee does.
Well, it comes out too fast. I don't know.
Only 25 miles an hour.
You know this?
I've read that stat, so I don't know if it's true.
Oh, my goodness.
But I read the stat that's 25 miles an hour.
That is, you that's can be why killed at 25 miles an hour.
That's why when it hits a woman right in the eye, she goes, like that, you know?
It's like when she gets hit by a car in the eye? Is what you're saying?
No. Not by a car. But, so, no. Your pee is not because you have a rifle barrel.
I swear there is a spiral to my urine stream.
Yes.
I am not making that up.
So this show can only go downhill at this point.
Hey, do you want to know what your pee hole's called?
What?
Your urethra meatus.
Meatus.
M-E-A-T-U-S. Yes, meatus.
Meatus?
Yes.
Is this Latin for something?
I'm sure it is. Don't ask what.
Oh my gosh.
I thought you'd like that.
I don't like any of this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew you wouldn't, but we need a way to start the show. So I was like,
we didn't need this.
We're going to start with my spiral pee stream.
This is not how you start a beer show. This is how you end a beer show.
We're drinking a dark beer. If we were drinking a lager, you might be grossed out after all the urine talk. Not you. You love urine shit, but whatever.
No, the more the merrier.
Oh, this is the first time you hadn't had to pay for this kind of conversation.
You know.
We laugh because it's true.
Yeah, yes.
But we are drinking, and I'm excited. We are drinking Three Floyds Wig Splitter Coffee Stout. All right? And this is a 22-ounce bottle. All right? Big bottle. 7.2% ABV. Hope I'm still fucking right on that. But Three Floyds, if you don't know, is a very highly regarded brewery.
Yes.
They make Gumball Head, which is a great pale ale. Right? Pale ale? Not pale wheat?
It's a pale ale.
Okay. I knew there was a really good pale ale and a pale wheat that I could get. When I was at Soldier Field in Chicago, I had Gumball Head. Daisy Cutter is the pale wheat.
Okay.
And anyway, but they also are known for their ridiculous label art at Three Floyds. And so this label art, because it's called Wig Splitter, is a bunch of guys in white suit jackets with large cell phones who have their brains shooting out of the top of their heads. And it's fairly graphic.
It is. It's gory.
Yeah. And I know how much you paid for this bottle because the price tag's still on it.
Well, I've just gotten lazy, so.
I mean, that's fine. It's not Christmas. You don't need to take the tag off.
No.
And so $11.99 a bottle, which for me, knowing how good Three Floyds is in regard to craft beer scene, that's a good price.
Seems it.
And you said they had other bottles from Three Floyds that were way more expensive.
Yeah.
Like, what is way more expensive?
I was thinking maybe $5 more.
Okay, that is hefty. And depending on the beer, and I follow some of their stuff, but not all. Like, I didn't know this beer existed. I drink a beer called Wig Splitter that's a double IPA from Painted Peak.
In Tazewell,
yeah, little brewery. But I've never had this beer, and I didn't know it existed, so maybe that's why. But it's very highly touted on different sites and things like that, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I bought a bottle like that. The other big bottles that I saw that were more expensive, they also didn't sound as good.
Okay.
They were sours and stuff like that, I think.
This is a cappuccino right here.
It is. I've already taken a drink. It's solid as fuck.
Oh, it's cappuccino poured over oatmeal. That's how it smells.
I'd say it's about right for its taste, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's solid. It's solid. Right. There's a lot of chocolate. There's coffee. Yeah, it's solid.
Oh, yeah. It tastes like it's going to have a real slick mouthfeel, because there's got to be oatmeal here.
Yeah, it's smooth. It really is.
And I will say, if you go to a brewery and they have a stout, even an American stout, a milk stout, whatever, and it has that slick mouthfeel, it goes down the throat really quick, but it kind of slick over your tongue, it is made with oats. And in my opinion, the best stouts are made with oats. That mouthfeel can be a little put offish to some people, but stout people are going to really like it because the flavors, I think, linger better with an oatmeal stout.
I agree with that.
And you don't even, it doesn't have to be an oatmeal stout to contain oats. Oatmeal stouts usually just have so much that there's an oat to it, oat flavor to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've only had, I think I had one beer by this brewery, two beers maybe, when I was in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And they were very solid.
I will say this, and you're right on the, it tastes like oats and coffee and, mm-hmm. and then a decent stout. The flavors are a little disconnected right now to me. I'm going to wait just a second to try it again, let it warm up just a little more, hold my glass maybe. But the coffee tastes like it was added in just after the fact, like, oh yeah, we should throw coffee in there too.
I can see that because it comes out more in the back end and stuff. I don't know. I can throw that in the microwave for you for a second.
No, that's okay. I'll fix it. But I prefer coffee stouts, especially when they either do a cold brew and add it, or the coffee's added in a secondary, and it's very good. A lot of breweries, especially when coffee's just an adjunct after the fact, or they're doing a variation of a normal style, they'll just put coffee straight into when they're kegging. And then I think it gives you a distant flavor. And there's a separation between where you get your beer and where you get your coffee.
Right.
We haven't had any of those on the show yet. And I'm not trying to dog this beer. Just from my initial taste, I do think I'm going to hurt their rating a little. But that's just me. But, well, I mean, what the fuck do I know? I have a spiral peace drink.
Yeah, and that can't be true because you're not rifled.
Check me, motherfucker!
We will not check this.
That's what I thought.
Go to your doctor.
I'm telling you, there's a spiral.
And just pee on them, and then you can confirm it.
What doctor do you go to?
I don't go to a doctor.
Yeah, well, that's why you're going to live to the ripe old age of 45.
Alcohol's my medicine.
Oh, and my religion. No, this is good. And actually, the second drink I had, the back end, the flavors meshed a little better. The oatmeal and the stout flavors
were
a little better together. The coffee still has a coffee kick and then a separation. Almost like the flavors die, then pick back up.
Right.
And so I'm thinking as it warms up, that'll get even better. So I'm not passing judgment on it yet. I'm glad we decided to do rankings at the end of the episode.
Exactly. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. I think it'll go better that way.
Yeah, I agree. This to me is a solid beer.
Oh, yeah.
Not wonderful.
Yeah.
But solid.
This to me tastes like a brewery that makes great beer. Like, let's compare it to Patio's. You know, you like them, too.
Who?
The Patio's? Am I talking my ass?
Patio's.
Fuck it. Let's compare it to, shit. Now you're putting me on the spot. I think
you just fucking made up some.
I didn't, really. I've been there. Jackie O's.
There we go. Holy now I know what you're talking about. I'm an idiot. So, no, you have not been to Patio's. Maybe on St. Patrick's Day did they change your name to Patio's.
Okay, let's say Jackie O's makes amazing beer. They do. Okay. So, they've got regulars in there like, y'all need to make a coffee stout. That's what this tastes like. That they made it to shut their regulars up.
Well, I would shut them up too if I said it that way.
And they made a good one, but not as good as people that specialize in coffee stouts.
Right.
And Three Floyds, to my knowledge, aren't known predominantly for their stout game.
No, they're not.
Because they're more in the IPA realm or just really solid other styles, lighter styles of beer. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking shit about this beer. It's still a good beer. But it tastes like this was an also-ran beer. Like, this is good, and they knew it was going to be good because they make good beer. But they also didn't perfect it to the level they perfected a lot of their others.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
You could be right. I mean...
And even all that said, that sounds like I'm talking shit about the beer. Buy this beer. This is a good coffee stout.
I like it. I'd buy it again. I'd drink it again.
And the flip side is, but I may have built it up in my head.
That's what I was about to say. I think that you set the bar way up here, and you know,
yeah,
it didn't quite make it, but it's still a good showing.
Right. And you and I did a breweries we're thankful for episode not that long ago. And neither of us put Three Floyds on the list because, A, we haven't had enough by them to really fully appreciate the brewery. I mean, Toppling Goliath wasn't on our list either because we don't get that fucking beer. We've had one beer by Toppling Goliath combined. Mm-hmm. We shared that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, I mean, same thing. The Alchemist wasn't on our list. We've had two beer by The Alchemist. But you didn't have one of them.
No, you didn't share.
You've had one beer by The Alchemist. So bastard. This is a different thing for us to try this beer. And I do think part of its rating is, and its prestige is because it's Three Floyds.
Right.
It's a good stout. But give me Lagunitas Wilco Tango Foxtrot. Or not that one. Their coffee stout. It's which better. It's better and it's half the price.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not... Again, good coffee stout. Try it out. But you can find better. All right, let's get ready for this other beer. Wow. I'm excited for this next beer.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, beer number two.
I'm excited about this. This is a brand new beer.
Yes.
By this brewery that has never been brewed before until now.
And you and I said that this is the brewery we are most thankful for.
Yes, Hardywood.
Yes. Hardywood Craft Brewery out of Richmond, Virginia is amazing. They're Goochland, Virginia as well.
Yeah. Charlottesville for the time being.
Yeah, they're about to leave Charlottesville.
That saddens
me. It's a terrible location.
I know it is, but relocating Charlottesville.
I agree.
Or Nelson County.
Yeah. I mean, I agree they should just relocate, but like they have no parking.
No.
It's not in the really cool area of Charlottesville.
You got to drive 5 blocks, or you got to walk 5 blocks just to get to it, because there ain't no parking near it.
Or act like you're going to the hospital and then turn around real quick when nobody's looking.
But
this is Christmas Pancakes by Hardywood. And so it's an Imperial Milk Stout with spices, honey, and maple syrup. This is their gingerbread stout, the be-all, end-all of Hardywood beer with maple syrup, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right? Is that
That's what I've gotten. But I ain't read into it.
Well, let's read the description.
Let's read it.
Hardywood Christmas Pancakes takes our gingerbread stout out for breakfast. We intensify our already decadent GBS with gallons of local maple syrup for a sweet and sticky treat. Who doesn't love breakfast for dinner? And it's part of their Virginia Root series, which means most of the ingredients are locally sourced. My question is, who makes maple syrup in the middle of fucking Richmond? Because, I mean, they are smack in the middle of Richmond.
Right.
Local maple syrup.
Locals in Virginia, probably.
Probably. That's my guess. Local within an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe two. And that's, I mean, I'm not dogging them for that. I don't know why I'm harping on that. I guess it's because that's how they phrased it.
Is this gingerbread stout?
Yes.
You read that?
Yes.
Okay.
Twice, actually.
I wasn't paying attention. I had taken a sip. That's okay. Why I'm asking you.
Okay.
I feel it is worlds different.
Oh, my God. I get a lot of ginger. I'll be honest with you. It's still there.
But I get butter.
A little bit. And you get that a lot with syrup. You're right. Especially depending on the kind of syrup.
I mean, far as the title, Christmas Pancakes.
Does it fit that?
I can see it.
Okay. I mean, because I smell a little maple in there as well. It's a very sweet beer anyway. I haven't actually tried it yet.
I try to see it. I will tell you. The maple is not overly done. It's definitely there. A lot of butter, in my opinion. It's good, but it doesn't taste like the base is gingerbread stout.
I still get some gingerbread stout in there, actually. And it is complementing. It's not the predominant flavor. It is complementing that maple
flavor. Yeah, I'm getting it now.
But I agree with you. There is quite a bit of butter flavor in there.
Oh, a lot.
And that's probably diacetyl. Because I don't know a way that they would get that.
Again, with the big words, but butter more so than the maple.
I get the maple more, actually. I think this is actually one of the few syrup beers that we've had that I can honestly say is still good. I'm excited to go for my second sip.
I would take this over Canadian Breakfast Stout.
Really?
Yes.
What about Christmas Morning?
I need to drink it again.
Okay. I really liked Christmas Morning last year. I didn't like it the year before.
What, did Santa not bring you what you asked for?
Exactly. Yeah.
But I take this over Canadian Breakfast Stout because Canadian Breakfast Stout was so much sweeter.
No, I agree. I
like that.
Canadian Breakfast Stout, a lot like the last beer we had, tasted disjointed.
Right.
And you had a lot of sweet and then high ABV. But
to be clear on the last beer, that beer came together as warm.
It did. You're right. I sounded like I was dogging the last beer, and I was not. It is a great beer. It's just there are some that are better priced.
Right.
And the price on this, you said, was pretty reasonable.
It was the same as the regular gingerbread stout.
So
was it like $6.99 or something like that?
That's pretty damn good.
I mean, yeah. I mean, bought three of them. I don't know.
I would say that makes me want to go get some, so I'm down.
Kroger.
Yeah, I will. But I think this is achieving something that most maple syrup beers aren't doing, which is making me want to go back in for another sip.
I agree. I don't like maple in beer for the most part. I'm sensitive to sweetness. I don't like it. This I don't mind because I get more butter than maple.
Sure. And I think you still get a little bit of that lactose from the milk stout.
You do.
They're not going so overboard with their flavors. They're taking away from what the real base is.
Right.
And, I mean, I've heard people complain about gingerbread stout in that way before, that it doesn't taste like a milk stout anymore. It's just a flavored stout with adjuncts. And I disagree. I think it's still a milk stout.
Yeah, it is.
And, I was talking earlier about how I love stouts when they have oatmeal in it. I don't believe this does.
No, I don't.
And you can tell from the mouthfeel, it doesn't linger. It doesn't coat your mouth like a oatmeal stout does.
Right.
And so I think this is probably a little more traditional to a milk stout style. But I'm going to contradict myself and still say this is a great beer.
It is.
And I like it. I've gone on record before to say gingerbread stout, as far as something that was created as a novelty, has become a beer that you can go to year in, year out, and enjoy it all. I know. It's on your counter right now. And I said, I bought a keg of it last year. We still have a whole show dedicated to it coming up soon.
Yeah.
So, this is a great beer.
Great beer. And I take, look at the label. I love the label.
Oh, yeah.
Gingerbread man with his fork and knife in front of a plate of pancakes.
I kind
of
wish it had like a little thought bubble that said, you're a monster. Like in Shrek, but I'm pretty sure that's not kosher to steal from other places.
Yeah, I believe you got to pay them.
But other places have tried to duplicate this gingerbread stout idea, and they just haven't done it as well.
Yeah, Hardywood, they're an amazing brewery. They really are.
And I really like, they do lots of 1 gallon batches to test out a new recipe.
Oh, wow.
Which is really cool. And a lot of breweries do that. I'm not saying that they don't, but like, they encourage the guy who packages the pallets to put on a truck to make 1 gallon batches. There are several breweries. Foothills does the same thing. They want all their employees trying to brew beer. Sam Adams actually does that.
Well, let's say if the person that delivers your beer comes up with a really amazing 1 gallon batch, what's he get out of the deal?
I don't know. A lot of breweries do it as a contest within their employees. Do you remember the mixed six pack Sam Adams used to release? What was that, the long shots?
Yeah, back when they released beer, that was good.
Yes, exactly. And two of the beers out of the six-pack would be homebrewers that entered a contest.
Right.
One would be an employee.
Right.
And that was like what you won for making good beer as an employee. Those six-packs were amazing.
Yeah.
Because some of those homebrew beers, I mean, I'm sure they didn't make any money on it. That's why they quit doing it. But I used to love those long shot six-packs. Mm-hmm. We got way off topic. How do we do that so well?
I don't know. I don't either.
You want to bring it all the way back, talk about my pee string?
No, not that far back.
Okay.
Let's bring it forward just enough to... Oh, we're at Hardywood again.
Okay, you know what? I wish you'd made gingerbread.
Oh, that would be good with this.
It really would.
Pour it on top of it.
Yeah.
Scoop it out.
Or just some ice cream.
Gingerbread.
Some vanilla bean ice cream.
Bread pudding.
Oh my gosh. Gingerbread. A gingerbread pudding.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You have just invented my new favorite Christmas tradition.
That's my favorite dessert is bread pudding.
With a bourbon glaze.
Oh, hell. Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. Let's do that.
Okay. We are going to take a break to write out a recipe.
Yes.
But we'll be back with a third beer.
Sounds good.
Okay. All righty. We are on our last beer of the evening, and hopefully we beat the battery dying on this laptop.
Hopefully.
And we are drinking a beer from Estonia.
Oh, and I love this brewery. It's one of my favorites. I don't know how to say it, but I'm going to guess Pujala.
Okay, are you guessing because we just looked it up online and listened to shit?
Maybe.
Okay, but it is Pujala Brewery, and they are out of Estonia?
Yes. Right?
Okay.
That is a country in Europe.
It is. And I have never had anything by this brewery.
I've had several. They are a very good brewery.
Okay.
And the only thing that I've ever had from them that has been kind of weak was a black IPA. And I kind of wonder if that was more due to the fact that it was older.
And it might be. I would like to read the label to you, but that ain't happening. So what I can read to you is it's an barrel-aged Imperial Groot. Is that what I said?
Groot.
Like in Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, I am Groot.
Some people pronounce it Gruet, but it's Groot.
Okay.
It's an ancient beer form.
Okay. This says a traditional ale spiced with Estonian herbs, caraway, and juniper berries, aged in bourbon barrels. And it's interesting it says caraway because when I was in Iceland, a lot of stuff there was flavored with caraway. I wonder if that's just something they easily get in that Nordic area. Because this... Estonia is Nordic, right? Roughly?
Or towards Russia, I'm not sure.
Am I just making you feel uncomfortable?
I feel like it's towards Russia. Okay. That was my guess.
Okay, I'm down.
But who the hell knows? But I will say this, they are worth going to if their beer is like what I've had from them before.
Okay.
And Groot, by the way, is not made with barley. That's the big difference. This is an ancient beer form. This was beer before beer was beer.
And I've had a few different Groot beers
literally only that. Only a few.
Yeah, no, not many. But a couple American breweries have tried to make it. And so I've had a couple, but this is very different. Hey, the barrel aging.
Yes.
Which smells so different. How do you think an Estonia brewery got their hands on some bourbon barrels?
I don't know. I guess they called Kentucky and been like, hey, we need some barrels.
Here's my thought. They're like, hey, you have bourbon barrels. We have sex slaves.
You know nothing about the country of Estonia. you are.
I like how serious you are about that, brother. Don't talk shit about Estonia, motherfucker. We love our women.
I cannot.
But you're Estonian.
I cannot name one country that borders Estonia.
I'm going. It sounds like Romania.
I know it does.
It does. And Romania is where, like, Dracula. It was originated. Like,
yes.
Transylvania is in Romania. I'm going Estonia is right by that. Like, Russia used to own it.
Right.
At one point.
Right.
Or the Persians. Or somebody. It wasn't always its own country.
Estonia? I think it was... it's officially called the Republic of Estonia. It is in Northern Europe.
Good job, you
It Google. Is bordered to the north by the Gulf of Finland.
Okay.
So it borders Finland.
Okay,
and
Nordic.
And west right. by the Baltic Sea with Sweden on the side. To the south by Latvia. Is that how you pronounce
yeah,
it? Latvia. Yeah. And the east by Russia, where you do get the slave women.
Okay.
Because that is the country's third largest
Export?
Export.
There you
yes,
go.
Yes.
I'm glad I could help.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Thank you. But Estonia is a very small country. The official language is Estonian.
Thanks.
Believe it or not, the prime minister is Jüri Ratas.
Can we talk about the beer now?
Okay.
Okay.
No more Wikipedia, people.
But no, this smells like bourbon. And a barrel.
Did we say what this beer is called? It's Legatus.
Oh, no, I didn't. Actually, it's called Legatus. It's 12.3%. Fuck. Barrel-aged Imperial Group. Sold in a 12-ounce bottle.
It smells good. It's hard for me to pinpoint the flavors here.
Well, that's what I said. It smells like something that's been barrel-aged very well, but
yes.
It only smells like the barrel.
I agree.
Like, you get a little vanilla, and you get a lot of bourbon.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. We paused a long time, but I'll fix that.
I don't even know what to say about this.
Is it sour?
No.
Really?
Almost more to the honey side of things,
hmm.
I think. I can taste the honey.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know where to put this right now.
You know what this tastes like? All right, when I was growing up, way up the creek, we won't say what creek because my parents still live there.
Shit Creek.
That's it. That's where I grew up. We had a neighbor literally three doors down who slaughtered hogs for a living, but he was a mountain man who lived on a main road. He made some kind of drink that he would let us try and then laugh when we gagged on. And this reminds me of that.
Do you gag on this?
No, but I have a more developed palate now. I was 6 years old when I gagged on it.
Okay, because I felt like you were just downing this, and I have to say...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it tastes rustic.
I would agree with that, because the country Estonia was founded in...
Go fuck yourself.
It's an old world beer.
It is. It
in any culture, a Groot's an old world.
Oh, I agree. And like I said, some American breweries have tried to make a Groot, and I've never enjoyed that.
And we're saying this wrong again.
We
just
are Groot.
Automatically, it's Groot.
It's like Guardians of the Galaxy. I am Groot.
That's what this is good, though.
It is. It is very good.
I am a fan of this.
I have to drive home.
Yes, I do not. So I will take yours real quick.
Slap in your hand. Okay. Now.
Glad you had to, like, say that because your slap was so weak it didn't come across.
You pulled your hand back, you bitch. But no, I am very glad I finally got to try an Estonia brewery.
Yeah. And like I said, I've had three beers from them, I think, and most of them were Imperial Stouts or something in that genre. And they make damn good beer.
They do.
And I've not really read up on Estonia prior to this. But damn, if they have beer like this, it's worth visiting.
And that far Eastern Europe, Northern Europe area, I mean, they drink some beer there. I saw Czech Republic, I think, passed Germany for beer per capita, beer per person.
They've always been up there.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess to live in that republic.
Cold of a climate.
You need that. Well, Russia's always been up there.
Yeah.
All they do is drink fucking vodka.
Oh, yeah.
And hang out in the woods of Siberia.
Okay. You want to try to rate this? Wait, let me ask this. Where did you get this bottle?
I got this in Asheville, North Carolina at Bruisin' Ales.
Great store. Okay.
That's where I get most of these beers that I've tried.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and rate this. And tonight we're going to rate by zoo animals. All right. So let's start with the first one we had, the Three Floyds Wig Splitter. What zoo animal would you rate this as?
Panther.
Go ahead and explain.
It's solid.
So is a panther.
It's solid. It's sturdy. It will bite you.
Okay. I'm going with a zebra because zebras got their black and white stripes, very, very distinct. This had flavors that started off that way, but the more you appreciate it, the better it got. And the same thing with a zebra. The more you look at a zebra and look at the regality of it, the more you appreciate that shit.
That's beautiful, man.
I thought you'd like that. I'm going as deep as we did with the other episode. Now the fun one. How would you rank the Christmas pancakes beer?
Oh, shit.
By Hardywood.
Oh, God. Like Winnie the Pooh.
So, some kind of bear, probably stuffed.
Not a grizzly.
No.
Kodiak.
There you go.
Kodiak.
You're going big time.
Okay. Kodiak, because, let me tell you, that is a big plate of pancakes.
It is.
Not any bear can finish those pancakes, okay, but a Kodiak can.
I am going, if there is an opposite end of the Kodiak spectrum, I'm going there, and I am going the otter. Because it's playful. Oh, it's fun. And that beer is a fun beer. That is a beer made to enjoy and smile while you're drinking. That is not a serious beer. That is not the beer you drink when you come home pissed off.
Right.
And so I'm going otter.
Awesome.
You know, Mill Mountain Zoo has some Indian otters, some from India. You know,
do they wear India the thing on their head?
Easy there, Andrew Jackson.
Again, second accusation, unfair.
But anyway, they play all the time. That's all they do. And that is this beer. It's just playful. It's fun. Fun time now. What are you going to drink? Rate this Pujala. What are you going to rate this Estonian beer?
Sloth.
Oh, why?
Old world. You drink it slow.
Okay. I was going to go Fox. Because it's kind of in the background. You don't think Fox when you think zoo. But everybody stops by the Fox. And they just kind of creep up on you.
Are you saying that Pujala is not, you know, recognized? Or the beer style is not recognized?
I am saying that this beer was way under my radar. The brewery itself is under my radar because I can't get it regularly.
It's a phenomenal brewery.
I agree.
And actually, this is on par with pretty well every beer I've had from them.
And I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm saying that like a Fox, though, it sneaks in. And
oh, it does.
And you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then it kills your chickens and leaves.
Yeah. And if anyone sees this beer, buy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's damn good.
It is. The more I've sipped it, the more I'm like, oh my God.
It's unique. It's old world, like you said. The bottle's cool, which we ain't commented on. But
we haven't. I can't describe the bottle.
It's like a scenic nature scene flipped upside down.
It is. That's what I was going to say. It's like being in an episode of Stranger Things.
Sure. I've never seen it, but sure.
You're one of the two people in the world.
I don't watch TV much. I can't work my remote.
We have learned that recently.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But
no, I like this beer.
Makes me excited because I actually have one more by this brewery downstairs right now.
Is it Carnival. Fucking Wax Tip too?
Nope, it is not.
Hell yeah. Coffee. All right.
Yes, we literally chipped at this with a knife for 5 minutes.
And then I had to open it because Stephen King.
I went to pee.
And he saw a spiral stream while he peed.
No one is rifled.
I am rifled. Enjoy. I don't know why I'm talking to the beer bottle.
You right are now looking at the beer as you speak.
It's a good beer.
Okay. Not enough to talk to it.
Is this your top Gruit of all time? Gruit of all time.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
By far. The best Gruit of the Gruit three. The Gruit. It's not a Gruit. I don't know why I want to call it a Gruit. It's a Gruit.
I agree. But this is the best one I've ever had. And granted, I am going to make a top three out of the four, maybe five I've ever had. And I can't remember where those come from.
I don't
either. Is there a way to search for? I know I've had some.
Probably not for, not no, not no. For this.
And I think I
next
just
to no
see
one
it
makes
and pass
this
it by. Yeah.
And why? Because this is delicious.
This is very good, but this is somebody who's really taken the time to make a good one.
Yes.
It's like the, what's the one we had by Fauna Flora that was made with bread and raisins? Oh, kvass.
Crap. Yeah, the kvass, yeah.
Not many people take the time to actually try to make a good one.
No, and I did, and you spit it out when I tried.
That was not a kvass.
It was.
That was straight fucking vinegar.
It was, no, bullshit, it was. No, it was a kvass.
No,
it was
that was
beet,
vinegar.
It was a beet kvass.
And it was disgusting.
It was healthy.
Okay, hey, I'm John.
And I'm Steven.
And we've been the Slugger Crap Beer Podcast. We need to fucking end this segment. So you can hit us up. I'm just going to do the emails. jk.rtcbrew or sluggerpodcast@gmail.com. That's jk.rtcbrew@gmail.com, by the way.
Something like that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Fuck.